6PLX. Sorry. Dave, I had a phone call.
Thank you as much. You know, by their time, or a lot of times I get on the radio, and usually my phone starts ringing. It's usually my wife.
It was with me, and talking on the radio is not an excuse for not answering the phone.
Yeah, well, and others about the only three people I hear from usually, and all the, if I get a call that's not on my contact list, it doesn't ring, it just sends it to voicemail, so I like that feature, that way I don't even have to mess with the, you know, with the telemarketers. Of course, I wouldn't answer it anyway, but I don't even know they could call it until it says missed phone call.
You're reminding me of the very first mobile phone I ever got, company phone. And a colleague of mine, I asked him, do you like your phone? He says, not really. The only thing I use it for is ordering a pizza on the way home. Times have changed.
When you think about it, you know, not many people had phones, and, you know, other than, like, business purposes, you know, just didn't have that much of a need. But it was kind of neat, though. That was one of the things that got me interested in amateur radio back when I got my ticket in 82. You know, cell phones hadn't come out yet. And you could make, you know, phone calls on 82 repeater and on the phone patch. And so that was a nice feature.
FM6CLX. Keep up with the timer. Yeah, that was a nice feature back in the day. Growing up, and remember the neighbor up the street, late 60s, early 70s, he was something else. He worked for RCA, and he had a phone in his car. It was so cool, I was scared to talk to him about it.
So, how did those phones work back then? Were they similar to, you know, us talking on 2 meters and using a repeater? And I just kind of wonder how those worked.
Radio based. I don't know if they had a dedicated phone patch or what, but yeah, he had a phone in his car. I just remember riding the bike up the street, looking in there, and every time his car was parked out there, I had to look at his phone in his car.
I remember my buddy Phil, the before NGU, I think he bought one of the first cell phones that came out, and they were super expensive, but he was a contractor, and he had his own business, and so he would, you know, he used it for that, and I just thought that was the neatest thing, you know. But those things were, I don't know if you remember, those things were big and bulky and everything, and then I remember, I don't know, a couple of years later, maybe 3 years later, my wife got a back phone for her car, and it was a business phone that the law firm she worked for gave to her.
It was I think it was Motorola, and it was a brick you put up against your head. But yeah, the first phone I got for the car was a bag phone. Kind of funny, they worked okay, but they didn't work everywhere.
There weren't that many cell phone towers back in the day. and they just had a little like a little rubber duck antenna, so you know it wasn't like wasn't like it is now where you see a tower just just everywhere. So in fact, sometimes you see towers up against, right up next door to each other. It's kind of weird, but I guess they don't want to share. So if they want a tower there or the other company, they have to build one.
The 5G towers, they're about every 3/4 of a mile. They're everywhere.
I guess that's the part that really amazes me is the, you'll be talking on the phone and it's switching towers and you don't even know it. I mean, the call is just seamless and it's just, I don't know, it's just interesting. But that's one of those things that I don't know how it works, but I'm just glad it does. But anyway, and I've been messing with my HF antenna. I'm trying to get it in a position where I can tune up 80 meters on without having to use the with just using the tuner on the radio. Right now, it's a little bit, the SWR is a little bit too high, and it should tune, but my antenna it's a Carolina Wyndham. It's 135 feet long, and I only have 90 feet of real estate back where it is, so both ends kind of droop down. So now I've pulled the middle, or it's all center fed. I pulled that part down so that the ends are more going straight out, and it's tuning a lot better. I'm hoping I'm going to pull it just a little bit further, and I'm hoping it'll tune all of 80 meters. It'll tune up to almost 3.9, and then it it won't tune any higher than that on 80.
Actually, the same antenna. I got it up about 40 feet in the center, off center side, and then each of the ends are up about 20 feet. It seems to do pretty good there through 80 through. I used it last weekend before, I can't remember. Anyway, last time I was on it was within the last week. I was 10 meters talking to Mexico.
It's a great job. It's 6 meters through 80, and it does well on 10 now. It kind of had some trouble tuning on 10 as well, but the way I've got it done right now, it's tuning up on 10 real good. I don't mind using the tuner. I have a tuner for the amplifier, but it's just a pain and using it, and when I've got one built into the radio, you know. So I'd rather use it, and I guess I'm just lazy, but but anyway.
Pardon me. Mine goes, the only problem with those antennas is so dang big. I basically radiate in one direction, or one set direction, or two set directions. That's it. I don't move it, you know. So I'm thinking of putting up another shorter one, homemade one, pointing another direction.
I saw one online the other day. I was just looking at this, and it was only about, I think if I'm not mistaken, it was only about 40 feet long, and it would do 10 through 80, it said. Now, whether it actually did or not, I don't know, but that was an interesting looking antenna, so you might look online, but I had typed in, I think I Googled Carolina Wyndham, and yeah, that and several other choices came up. All right, well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, and I got about 5 minutes, so I guess I gotta change shoes and check in and then get to the court, so I guess I better hustle here. Southley 73s, you have a good evening, and if I don't talk to you again, Merry Christmas. Hope Santa's good to you. Stick around for your final. KB4CBA.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, and hopefully Santa is good to both of us. And have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later. Perfect timing. I'm just ready to drive into the garage and disappear. So KB4CBA, the Zen 6 CLX 73.